Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-E-T-T, Nobles, N-O-B-L-E-S, 72264. This is a 60-year-old woman who is originally from Houston, Texas. She grew up in Lamarck, L-A-M-A-R-Q, Texas. She was divorced. She has four children. She was an HR director. She was diagnosed with MS in 2007, has been on numerous treatments, and both oral and injectables in the past period. New paragraph, currently she's taking AUBAGIO, 7 milligram twice a day to control her symptoms. Period. New paragraph, despite multiple treatment plans and multiple efforts to keep her symptoms at bay, she has shown deterioration as far as her multiple sclerosis is concerned. Period. Now, today, she's living at home with a caretaker, 24-hour caretaker, and is requiring hospice care because of end of life, because of her end of life, for her end of life care with MS, period. She has other issues, including sleep apnea, obesity, respiratory failure with hypercapnia, hypertension, high BMI of 44, myopathy related to MS, type 2 diabetes, acute kidney failure, improved cardiomegaly, history of CHF, recurrent urinary tract infection, again related to end-stage MS, insomnia, depression related to MS, mild dementia, related to encephalopathy and her MS, and Sjogren, S-J-O-G-R-E-N syndrome, period. Knee paragraph, surgery, she's had tubal ligation, right knee replacement, ectopic surgery, and fundoplication, period. Mom and dad, family history, mom is still living, dad died of a stroke. Allergies, sulfa, tetracycline, phenobarbital. Allergy, none. I'm sorry. Allergy is sulfa, tetracycline, phenobarbital. Under medical problems, also put, she has had a history of DVT in the right leg and a history of pulmonary embolus, which she's taking a blood thinner for at this time. COVID immunization up to date. Again, she's wheelchair bound. She has had a history of decubitus ulcer, sacral decubitus ulcer stage 2, which she has not been able to heal because of protein, calorie, malnutrition, and her body habitus, along with the fact that her body has lost the ability to assimilate the nutrients and the protein that she receives, period. The paragraph also put past medical problems, hypertension, if I didn't say it. I think I did. Yeah, I did. Okay, medication currently includes Aubagio, A-U-B-A-G-I-O, 7 milligram BID, amitriptyline, 5 milligram once a day, apixaban, A-P-I-X-A-B-A-N, 2.5 milligram, two times a day, atenolol, 25 milligram once a day, baclofen, 20 milligram PRN, muscle spasm, Belsomra, that's B-E-L-S-O-M-R-A, 10 milligram once a day for sleep, Cymbalta, 60 milligram once a day, Nexium, 40 milligram once a day. Let's see. Patient recently was hospitalized with hypotension, required IV fluid. Oh, before we go there, medication, continuation of medication list. Gabapentin, 400 milligram, three times a day. Meloxicam, 15 milligram a day. Oxybutin, 10 milligram a day. Tazandine, two tablets, 2 milligram, one tablet, three times a day. Tradrenta, 5 milligram once a day, and trazodone, 50 milligram at nighttime. Period. It's important to note that patient was living in a nursing home for a year. She wants to live at home with the caretaker with hospice care now. Period. Any paragraph prior. Most recently, she had a 3-day hospitalization because of hypotension related to her MS. Patient has both hypertension, which she takes medication for, and the autonomic nervous dysfunction, which causes her blood pressure to drop from time to time. and May required amiodarone to control her symptoms in the future, period. In the paragraph, currently she's totally bedbound, chair-bound, requires help from wheelchair to the bed, and she's total ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent, period. On examination, Ms. Nobles is in good spirits, 113 over 68, 69, 98.2, 97%, 18. So 69 is the pulse. And O2 side's 97%. Heart positive, small positive is 2. Lungs, few bronchi. Abdomen, soft. Obese. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with lesion. There's a scar present over the right knee related to knee replacement. Overall, neurological, non-focal. Neurological put-down patient has mild right-sided weakness. Assessment number one, 60-year-old woman with end-stage multiple sclerosis. The decubitus ulcer, given her disease process, is present and most likely will not heal, period. She also has ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency. She has hypertension, now is developing developing the autonomic nervous dysfunction, causing her blood pressure to drop, which is one of the end-stage findings of multiple sclerosis, period. The paragraph patient has severe spasm, chronic pain, that she requires medication for around the clock, period. She is no longer able to ambulate. She spends most of her day in wheelchair and bed. Patient's blood sugar is controlled. She also suffers from diabetic neuropathy, which is also causing her pain, period. In the paragraph, she had a bout of kidney failure, which has now left her with chronic renal insufficiency, period. Patient's encephalopathy and changing mental status is most likely related to her MS and waxes and weans, as is her right-sided weakness, period. She also suffers from sleep apnea and obesity, which increases her risk of sudden death and increases her rate of morbidity and mortality issues in the future. Patient is hospice appropriate, most likely has less than 6 months to live on hospice. Thank you.